kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Miss visiting relatives, like from houses to houses. Yeah, because I don't get to do that here in Australia. I don't have any family in Australia. We don't have that tradition of visiting houses to houses because, again, like the Bruneian community is really small and we usually celebrate it in one place. It was like ordered takeaway catering because people couldn't be bothered to cook. And like, again, it's more expensive compared to ordering traditional food. Yeah, which is really different.
Tatlong taon na, na ganito ang karaniwang pagdiriwang ng Hari Raya o Eid al-Fitr ng 23 anyos na Filipino-Bruneian na si Liana Kusairi mula nang lumipat mula Brunei dito sa Australia. Kailangan niyang umalis sa bansa bilang isang international student matapos makakuha ng scholarship mula sa kanilang gobyerno para mag-aral ng radiography sa University of Newcastle dito sa New South Wales. Kwento niya, kahit mahirap na malayo sa pamilya, pilit niyang ginagampanan anuman ang kaya niyang gawin sa pangaral ng Islam at tradisyon. Ang Hari Raya o Eid al-Fitr ay isang mahalagang pagdiriwang ng mga Muslim. Ipinagdiriwang ito pagkatapos ng Ramadan, ang buwan ng pag-aayuno. Sa araw ng Eid, nagdadasal ang mga Muslim, nagsusuot ng magagandang damit, nagbibigay ng kawang gawa at nagkakasama-sama ang pamilya at mga kaibigan para kumain at magdiwang. Sabi nito, ang kanyang karanasan dito ay iba sa nakasanayang pagdiriwang sa Brunei.
From bahay to bahay, we go like different and we go like convoy with different cars. Maybe like in one day, we'd go to 7 houses.
Oh.
Yeah. From like 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. maybe.
Oh. Yeah. So what do? Kakain lang or what?
Oh. And like, kain at like catching up din with family, like distant relatives. I miss visiting relatives and going house to house. I also miss getting ampau or money from different houses. Those little traditions really make Hari Raya feel special. Like, Brunei is a small country and it is a rich country, but most of the citizens aren't that rich. And we like give money to little kids just so that they can spend it how they want. Like, we stop giving money to people starting the age of like 20, when they're like grown adults and they already have jobs. Before kids or like even babies, they get money.
Oh, wow.
Noong nasa Brunei pa si Liana, tulad ng ibang bata, ito ang highlight sa kanilang buhay.
I went to different houses and like went to my friends' houses as well. And my friends' family and then their family gave me money, which is good. That's the range, like 1 to 50. But like some people give me like $50. Like that. Yeah, $50 for $9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Kung pagkain ang pag-uusapan, sobrang dami din ang handa. At karaniwan sa selebrasyon ay isang linggo. Ang iba ay higit pa.
We would start cooking and then family would start texting like close relatives to like gather at like my grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And then cook some food. My rendang, my curry. Then my tita would always make curry. And then we would always have like rice in like a leaf. It's called ketupat, where you like wrap it and then which is really good. And then you like steam it to cook really, mm-hmm, really good. Yeah, but they don't have it in Australia.
Dahil nga, selebrasyon, sabi ni Liana, halos lahat sila ay nagsusuot ng mga mamahalin. Ang iba ay galing pa sa ibang bansa ang sinusuot. Pero karaniwan sa mga lokal sa kanilang lugar, sobrang mahal din ang sinusuot dahil sadyang pinagawa pa ito.
In Brunei, we wear clothes that are like glamorous, luxurious, because it's like the only time of the year where you can wear something expensive and, flashy, but still like covered. But yeah, like people would spend lots of money going to like the tailor to get their clothes done.
Oh, so talagang magpapatahi. So
With
magastos yung
like,
selebrasyon.
Like they would get like a silk long cloth fabric, and then you just like give it to the tailor, and then they like measure, then like create the outfit for you.
Oh, so what is the outfit called pag natapos na?
It's called baju kurung for women and baju melayu for men.
Ngayong nasa Newcastle, nahihirapan din siyang magpunta sa moske, lalo't pinagsasabay nito ang pag-aaral at pagtatrabaho. Alala pa nito, maraming moske sa kanilang bansa. Kaya tuwing Hari Raya, ang mga tao ay nasa simbahan bago ang pagdiriwang sa bahay at komunidad. Iba naman ang kanyang karanasan dito sa Australia.
Sa Brunei, there are lots of mosques around, so it's really packed. Sometimes they also give away food, but yeah, there are lots of mosques. Sadly, in Australia, we don't have that. I think there's only one mosque in Newcastle, and it's usually really, really packed. Yeah, but people usually, like when we have the gathering for Eid and like on campus, like organized by like the Malaysian club, we do it in like a room where they have like a big space for like the Muslim students to pray after like Eid celebration, which is good. I think there's only one mosque in Newcastle, and it's usually really, really packed. Yeah, but people usually, like when we have the gathering for Eid and like on campus, like organized by like the Malaysian club, we do it in like a room where they have like a big space for like the Muslim students to pray after like Eid celebration, which is good.
Bagamat iba ang kanyang karanasan at buhay sa Brunei, inamin niya mas naging malaya siya lalo na tungkol sa kanyang mga pangarap. Nagpapasalamat siya sa mga magulang dahil sobra ang kanilang suporta. Paliwanag din niya dahil nasa ibang bansa siya, mas naging maluwag ang kanyang mga magulang sa maraming bagay, pati sa kasuotan.
Anything like that covers your like here and then your hair as well, and like it's actually strict in Brunei. Like if they find out you're Muslim and you're not wearing that, like you might get in trouble. But then like most people, if you go out in public, they won't find out that you're not Muslim, that you're Muslim, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Pero sa iyo, very open ang parents mo that you can wear the normal clothes that hindi Muslim.
Oh,
You had an agreement with that?
because my mom, like my mom's still Filipino. Like she, like whenever before she gets back to the Philippines, she would always dye her hair, rebonding, all that stuff. Like, but yeah, she also doesn't wear hijabs. Yeah, that's why I think they're more understanding.
So si dad naman is all right.
Yeah, it's pretty chill.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Kasi parang sa
Yeah.
bagong henerasyon. But if you go home, you can't wear that one.
Yeah.
Sa loob ng
Cannot.
bahay lang.
Oh.
Ah,
So love
okay.
lang.
Pero pag lumabas ka, if you go out from the house,
Yeah, I can't wear that. I have to wear like closed clothing.
na-covered
Yeah.
talaga.
Inamin din ito ngayong nandito na sa Australia, mas naging bukas ang kanyang isipan at pilit inaabot ang mga pangarap para sa sarili at nananalangin din siya para sa kapayapaan at pagkakaisa ng bawat mamamayan sa Australia at ng buong mundo.
Just 'cause one Muslim made a bad thing, that doesn't mean that defines the whole Muslim community or this defines Islam by itself. That doesn't define someone's religion. Like, one person doesn't define a religion all by themselves. I just wish that no fingers are pointed to like different religions, like creating divisions between people and all that. Muslim is like being strong in faith, being patient, and also showing kindness to other people, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.